So we'll bring it back to the board for alternative motion.
Yeah, this is no hit on the work that's been done. It had to be done, but we're finding out more information, I would like to make a motion that we accept the staff recommendations on 1 and 2. That's the public hearing today and the certification of the segments 11, 10 and 11 final EIR. But with additional direction to, one, investigate the options to reduce the rail size at Escalona Gulch to preserve more trees and reduce the more severe environmental impacts. A resolution to the ongoing discussions with Roaring Camp regarding various options to reduce costs. And a resolution to working with the Regional Transportation Commission on value engineering and design, again, to reduce costs. And then lastly, to request that the RTC provide a written analysis regarding the impacts to the $68 million Measure D Active Transportation Program fund associated with funding requests from both the county and the city of Santa Cruz to finish the North County segments of the trail. We move that motion.
I'll second.
I see the motion by Supervisor McPherson, seconded by Supervisor Koenig. I'd just like to get some clarification on the motion that's before us and just want to see if staff can provide some information on kind of how that differs from the staff recommendation, because I know that within the staff recommendation there's executing agreements, there's I'm just looking through this because there's the statements of overriding consideration that needs to be incorporated. It's not just the EIR. So I just want to understand how this the recommendation that's before us is differs from what's been recommended.
Yes, thank you for that question. So if we're just approving recommended actions number 1 and number 2, you would certify the EIR, but you would not complete the California Environmental Review process. So there would be no adoption of findings and no statement of overriding considerations. So we would have to come back and do that at a later point for the board, and then there'd be no approval of the project. And this would prevent us from obviously signing the baseline agreement and moving forward with the grant funding. And some of the actions requested here, I anticipate taking some time, particularly working with Roaring Camp to resolve the rail relocation. So it's hard for me to anticipate the amount of time required to complete these directions from the board, but and we're not going to the CTC in June to request additional grant funding.
Supervisor Koenig.
Sure, thank you. I'd move a friendly amendment that we include item 3, then recommended action 3. I believe that's what would be required to basically complete the environmental impact report process. I think our consultant has done an excellent job and provided us at least the information we need as far as these various options. Part of why I seconded the motion is I think, okay, let's not delay as far as the environmental impact report. Let's get that behind us. Before we go ahead and basically make a commitment to ourselves and to Caltrans that this project is funded, I think we need to actually determine, well, what are the options for value engineering? What is Roaring Camp willing to do? I mean, that's a huge piece of it, this $8 million of track relocation. We need a hard answer, not a we'll work with you answer. We need, like, we're going to commit to $4 million or this much time to move those tracks. Matt, I would finish with a question, which is why can't we make June if we get some of these answers back sooner rather than later?
Great question. The baseline agreement is signed by Caltrans, and it takes 2 to 3 months to complete the process once we have signed it on our end. So there's just not enough time to make any changes right now. We're down to the wire as we are to make the June CTC meeting. So delaying the baseline agreement is delaying the grant funding. And I'll just share too, because myself and Grace and staff from the city of Santa Cruz have been involved with Roaring Camp in these discussions, and they have been open to conducting the rail relocation work as the rail operator to remove the cost from the project. Obviously, we haven't completed negotiations yet, but I would say so far they've been a willing partner in those discussions.
So if we don't make June, do we make August?
To be honest with you, I'm so focused on June. I'm not sure when the next CTC meeting would be. They're generally quarterly, so I think it would be October. We'd have to submit an extension request for the grant funding to allow them to push back allocation to October. And then, as I mentioned previously, we're talking reducing the amount of time that we have to complete the final design and right-of-way by 3 to 4 months, which is going to prove challenging for the project schedule.
Was there any questions?
No further questions.
Yeah. I'd just like to ask, so it sounds like there's a friendly amendment to add number 3, is that correct? But I'm just wondering what the rest of the, I mean, there's 8 recommendations here, and I'm just trying to better understand how these all kind of fit in with one another, because if it sounds like we're just moving 1, 2, and 3, then how do the other 5 staff recommendations that we're not incorporating, how does that impact our ability to move forward with this project? Because, I mean, it seems like if we don't do this properly, there's a potential that this is going to kill the project, or it's at least going to delay it substantially, which could ultimately also result in significant negative impacts to this project. And so I just like to better understand, as we're moving into this vote, how these recommendations are going to.
Sure. Chair, if I may just provide a little information.
Sure.
After June, the next meeting is August 15th.
Thank you. Okay.
And it's June 27th. So a month and a half.
Correct. I don't anticipate being able, I mean, I think the questions that we're trying to answer as part of this new motion are big questions, honestly. And no, the $27, $28 million that we need for this project is a huge question mark. But the reason we presented the recommended actions in the way that we did was to say, let's go to the RTC now. Let's get a commitment to fund the project. Let's not risk this grant funding. Let's not go to the CTC and say, hey, you know, we committed to coming to you in June to request this additional funding. Actually, we're not going to make it now. You know, there's question marks on our ability to deliver this project. And there is, frankly, there's 2 years for us to now to work with the RTC to go after additional grant funding, to work with Roaring Camp to reduce costs for the project, to work with the design team to value engineer the project. So the idea here is not to say we're going to use all $28 million of Measure D funding for this project. We're going to look for additional ways to save costs. This just gets us to deliver the project and to move forward with the grant funding in a way that doesn't, like many of you have said, risk our grant money.
I guess that's my biggest concern with the recommendations before us. If we're able to move forward and then incorporate, you know, some of these resolutions to reduce costs, it sounds like that's the biggest concern right now, is the reduction of cost. And it sounds like we're moving forward with the ultimate trail. And so I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity for us to not delay, because by leaving out some of these other pieces, it's really uncertain how this is going to impact the funding.
Correct.
And so there could be an opportunity for us to move forward. And then also, you know, with resolutions to reduce costs, working with the RTC to reduce costs, getting this written analysis. I mean, I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity for us to have a win-win here with these, because that sounds like what is the concern is. So with that, seeing no further comments from board members, I guess we'll just take this to a roll call vote.
Supervisor Koenig?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
McPherson?
Aye.
And Cummings?
No. So that motion passes with Supervisor McPherson, Hernandez, Koenig voting in favor, and Supervisor Cummings voting in opposition. And so with that concludes this item. I'm really hoping that we can continue moving forward with this project and that we're not going to jeopardize the funds for this project, because I know that many voters and folks in our community have been really expecting this to move forward expeditiously. But just want to thank everybody for their work on this, and we will return to this item at a future date. And so thank you, staff, for your presentation. Thank you, members of the community, for coming out and speaking on this item. And with that, we do have a 1:30 certain item. I know we've been sitting here all day nonstop, so maybe if we can take a 5-minute break for folks to use the bathroom, then we'll come back and we'll continue moving forward.